SNL coming back, the whole cast, Lex. That was the big news yesterday.
Yeah.
What else do we know?
Jim Carrey's going to be Joe Biden. What do you think of that? Isn't that fantastic?
Okay, let me picture this.
Uh-huh. If you look at their faces side by side, I feel like, you know, he's going to be able to pull that off for sure.
Okay, I like this individual casting, but let me ask a broader question to the group at large. How do we feel about this?
I'm glad you're asking this.
How do we feel about this new trend with Lorne Michaels, where they're having outside cast members play an almost recurring role? Doesn't that take away from the spirit of the not ready for primetime players?
Yes,
doesn't that take away from the actual cast? As much as I enjoy the Tina Fey's coming back to play Sarah Palin, or Alec Baldwin playing the president, or Jim Carrey playing Biden, I don't know how I feel about that. Lex?
Ooh, that's a tough one because it brings people to the yard, and right now SNL needs that. Now, is that a indicator of a not so great cast? Maybe. And things aren't quite striking like they have in, you know, like the chemistry and individual characters like they have in past years. But I love it. And there has to be a balance of having, you know, like a Jim Carrey come in, because they want to have the door open for him. We know he was rejected from SNL. How will he do, you know, as Joe Biden? So I have mixed feelings about it, but ultimately I like it. And I feel bad for the other characters if they're like, if they feel bad about it.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that before. What is it? I wonder, you know, we don't know some of the talents that there's so many. I don't know 3/4 of the cast. I really don't. And I don't watch it enough. I'll just watch clips the next day. I don't watch it on Saturday night. I think a lot of people do. So are we not seeing some of these people's full potential? Because it is extremely difficult to be cast on that show. I have friends who, you know, have been called to do it, and just time after time. And like you said, Jim Carrey, a lot of celebrities in their 20s, you know, auditioned and never made it. So are we not seeing the full potential of some of these cast members? I mean, I just don't feel like they've had a real breakout star for a long time, you know, that's really stood out.
Nope. Kenny?
Yeah, it makes me very uncomfortable. I guess I don't like it. Did it start with Alec Baldwin?
Well, in some ways, it really started with Tina Fey. I mean, she came back not as regular as Alec Baldwin, but Tina Fey returned to SNL. She had been gone for a few years. And during the 08 presidential campaign, she returned to play Palin. And she did it about 3 or 4 times. She did it initially. Then she did probably the most famous skit is when she played Governor Palin in her interview with Katie Couric. Amy Poehler played Katie Couric. And then she did maybe 2 others after that, including when Governor Palin hosted SNL herself. So that was really the first time.
I think I was okay with everything up until this point, because with her, she used to be a cast member. With Baldwin, how many times has he hosted? 18 billion, you know, 11 million. So I guess I was okay with that. But Jim Carrey just seems to me I think they should have gone with a cast member or not at all.
I'm in the middle because, Lex, I posed the question because I have 2 sides. I have 2 feelings on it. I feel bad for the cast, but I got to tell you, it is stunt casting because it's working on me. I'm going to tune in because I want to see Jim Carrey play Joe Biden.
Yep, same.
You know what I mean, Lex?
If you don't have a cast member that can do it, that's another thing.
Yeah. And maybe Lauren tried. Maybe they, you know, he had auditions. Well, anytime there's a president, Jason, whoever the cast is, they always try to find somebody to play the current president of the United States, whether it's Phil Hartman playing Bill Clinton, whether it's Chevy Chase playing Gerald Ford. They always do that. But maybe there just was no one in this current crop that could do Biden. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Jason Sudeikis played Joe Biden when he was on the show, and he did a great job. But Yeah, I don't know. I'll tune in for curiosity, but I do feel bad for the cast.
Well, and then they're adding more people to the cast, and they said that there's three new cast members, and we're all like, huh? Okay.
Like, what are the other ones?
Who? I don't know. Who are the ones that are already there?
Yeah.
Right.
Can't they play Joe? Yeah, I bet that's a bunch of malarkey.